Greetings, lifebookers from around the world, and welcome to this month's Life Note for Intellectual Month, February, moving you one book closer to a 12-category smart life. I'm your host, Jordan River, and this month's Life Note is Steal Like an Artist, 10 Things Nobody Told You About Being Creative, by Austin Kleon. As always, we'll begin with a quote. Every artist gets asked the question, where do you get your ideas? The honest artist answers, I steal them. Core concept. Austin Kleon believes that when people give advice to other people, they're actually just talking to themselves in the past. That's precisely what Kleon is doing in his book, Steal Like an Artist, 10 Things Nobody Told You About Being Creative. He recounts 10 pieces of wisdom about injecting and cultivating creativity in our lives that he learned the hard way over the past decade. So let's dive in to today's big thoughts. Steal Like an Artist, building on what came before us. Quote, you figure out what's worth stealing, then you move on to the next thing. That's about all there is to it. End quote. The title of this book, Steal Like an Artist, is also the first thing that Austin Kleon says no one ever tells you about being creative. It's a painfully simple instruction, but is one that runs counter to what most of us understand about creativity and ideas. Our teachers throughout elementary school, high school, and university pound into us that plagiarism is a surefire way to earn ourselves a one-way ticket to hell. But Kleon, to an extent, disagrees. Instead, he tells us that in order to look at the world like an artist, we must look at it in terms of stuff that's worth stealing and stuff that isn't. Everything is up for grabs, he says. It's important that we don't misunderstand what Kleon means by this, however. He's not encouraging us to copy word for word a literary masterpiece and attempt to publish it under our own name. Of course not. So let's take a little closer look at what stealing like an artist does mean. One of Kleon's fundamental tenets in this book is that nothing is truly original. Quote, what a good artist understands is that nothing comes from nowhere. All creative work builds on what came before. Nothing is completely original, end quote. Some may find this idea quite depressing. If it's already been done, then what's the point in doing it again? But Kleon says this is the wrong way to look at it. Instead, we should find encouragement in this because it frees us from the burden of coming up with something completely original. We can stop trying to make something new and instead embrace our influences. All new ideas are simply a mashup or remix of one or more ideas that already exist. We can think of it like genetics. We all have a mother and father. We possess traits from both parents, but the end result, aka us, isn't exactly like either one. Our ideas operate in much the same way, with one crucial exception. We don't get to choose our parents, but we do get to choose what people, work, and ideas we let into our lives. Kleon encourages us to be collectors of good ideas, inspirational people, and rewarding work. The more we collect, the more we can choose from to be influenced by. We can then pick and choose from the influences we have collected, weaving them together into something that, while not altogether original, is exclusively ours. Let thy art be thy guide. Inspiration must find you working. Quote, it's in the act of making things and doing our work that we figure out who we are. End quote. The second bit of advice that Kleon reveals to us is that we shouldn't wait to know who we are before we get started with our creative work. It is a fairly common misconception that before we can begin being creative, we have to fully understand our viewpoint and have a well-developed voice. Kleon says that's rubbish. If we wait until we've achieved that, we'll be waiting our entire lives. It is usually the case that it is actually in the act of creating that we discover who we are. Some of us may be scared to start. To get over this fear, Kleon recommends the age-old adage, fake it until you make it. Simply put, we should pretend to be something or pretend to make something until we actually become or make it. A good form of faking it is to start copying. No one is born with a particular style or voice. Those things are developed, and we develop them by mimicking those we look up to. We learn by copying. Kleon isn't talking about plagiarism, trying to pass off someone else's work as our own. He's talking about reverse engineering, like a mechanic taking apart a car to see how it works. Copying our heroes allows us to dissect and closely examine their work, and to adapt what it is we admire in them to our own purposes. We've all heard the saying, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, and Kleon insists that this is not the case. Copying those we admire is not enough. To truly flatter and honor our heroes and their work, we must emulate them. We must transform their work into something of our own, adding what we can to the world. Do what you like, not what you know. Quote, the best advice is not to write what you know. It's to write what you like. End quote. Kleon's third piece of advice is pretty straightforward. We should produce the work we want to see produced. Write what you know is pretty standard advice. But if all authors heeded this counsel, the world would be full of terribly dull novels and short stories in which nothing at all really happens. Instead, we should be writing, or creating, or producing, or whatever other action verb we'd like to insert here, what we like. We make art because we like art. We should be writing the story we want to read, creating the product we want to use, starting the business we want to run, or painting the portrait that we want hanging in our house. Quote, whenever we're at a loss for what to make next, just ask ourselves, what would make a better story? End quote. The original digital, time to get physical. Quote, in the digital age, don't forget to use your digits. End quote. Kleon's fourth bit of advice is one that many of us probably struggle to apply in today's world. In this digital age that we're living in, we must not forget that our hands are the original digital device. We need to use them. While computers and smartphones and tablets have opened up doors we never really thought possible, they have also robbed us a bit of the feeling that we're actually making things. We're just tapping buttons and touching screens. We never really touch any of the work that we do digitally. And it doesn't take a genius to tell us that sitting at a computer all day is killing us. Quote, we need to move, to feel like we're making something with our bodies, not just our heads, end quote. We need to find a way to bring our bodies into our work. Our nerves aren't a one-way street. Our bodies can send messages to our brain, just like the brain sends messages to our body. By simply going through the motions, whether those motions are strumming a guitar, shuffling sticky notes, doodling on a scratch of paper, whatever it may be, we can kickstart our brain into thinking. One suggestion that Kleon offers to help us put into practice is to create two workstations, one for analog work and one for digital. At the analog station, we only allow ourselves tools such as pen, paper, clay, markers, etc. There are to be no digital devices of any kind at this station. Those should only exist at our digital stations. Computers are great for editing, publishing, and sharing our creations, but they aren't very good for generating ideas. It's way too easy to delete something permanently. Quote, we start editing our ideas before we even have them, end quote. Kleon suggests that we start at our analog stations, creating things with our hands, and end at the digital station where we edit and finalize what we created with our hands. Procrastinate wisely. Boredom pays off. Quote, the work you do while you procrastinate is probably the work you should be doing the rest of your life. In Kleon's experience, it's the side projects that really take off and become wildly successful. By side projects, he means that stuff that we do when we're just messing around, the stuff that's just play. That's actually where the gold is. He recommends having several projects going at the same time. That way, when we become bored with one, we can just bounce to the next one and back again. He calls this practicing productive procrastination. Another form of productive procrastination, according to the author, is allowing ourselves to be bored. we tend to get some of our best ideas when we're doing mundane house chores or while we're waiting around for something. In this section, Kleon also urges us to hang on multiple passions. We don't have to choose just one. If we let all our passions go except one, we begin to feel phantom limb pain. We don't feel whole. And even though these passions are usually given up with the best of intentions, more often than not, our work actually suffers. Our hobbies feed into our work, making it better and more vibrant. The thing is, hobbies give but don't take. They become a source of new ideas and serve as a release. The not-so-secret. Do good work and share it. Quote, do good work and share it with people. End quote. People think there seems to be some sort of secret to getting their work discovered. Kleon says there's no secret formula, but there is a not-so-secret formula. The formula, which is a two-step process, is simple. Do good work and share it with people. The first step is incredibly difficult. We can't take shortcuts. We must create every day and not be afraid to fail. In fact, failing and then getting better is crucial to producing good work. The second step is much easier, especially with the internet at our disposal. It really is as simple as putting in our work online. Make a website, write a blog, create a YouTube channel. Do whatever works best for your particular type of project. Slaves no more. Culture is everywhere. Quote, distance and difference are the secret tonic of creativity. When we get home, home is still the same thing. But something in our mind has been changed, and that changes everything. End quote. Not only does the internet provide us with a venue to present our ideas, but it also gives us the opportunity to build our own communities. Kleon's seventh bit of wisdom is that we are no longer limited by our geographic locations. This is really good news for those of us who don't have the means or the desire to uproot our lives and move them somewhere else in search of a community to which we can relate. In today's world, artists don't have to move to those cities that are considered the cultural hubs. We can connect to them from right where we are via the internet. We can do all the sharing and networking and working we want from the comfort of our own homes. But in the same breath, Kleon instructs us to seek and enjoy solitude in such a way that contributes to our work. To say that geography is no longer our master doesn't mean that geography isn't important. Where we choose to live and spend our time has a huge impact on the work we do. At some point, we have to leave home and experience something different. We can always go back, but we need to leave at least once. Kleon says, quote, your brain gets too comfortable in your everyday surroundings. You need to make it uncomfortable. You need to spend some time in another land, among people that do things differently than you. Travel makes the world look new, and when the world looks new, our brains work harder. End quote. This is one of the most powerful statements in the book. We must continue to broaden our horizons and challenge ourselves intellectually if we wish to nurture our creativity. So we need to leave home, but where should we go? Simple. We should find a place that feeds us creatively, socially, spiritually, and literally. The Golden Rule: Kill with Kindness. Quote, there's only one rule I know of. You've got to be kind. End quote. The eighth piece of advice that Kleon gives us is extremely practical for all facets of our lives. It is simply to be kind. The Golden Rule is more important in today's hyper-connected world than it ever has been before. Things that get posted online make the rounds at lightning speed, meaning if we say something nasty about someone else on the web, they will most definitely find out. Quote, the best way to vanquish your enemies on the internet? Ignore them. The best way to make friends on the internet? Say nice things about them. End quote. Kleon also subscribes to one of the most popular momisms that I'm sure we're all very familiar with, garbage in, garbage out. We will only ever be as good as the company we keep. In the digital world, that means following the best people online, the people we look up to and aspire to emulate. In the real world, It means surrounding ourselves with friends who challenge, encourage, and influence us, which sometimes means whittling down our social circle a bit. When we find these people who challenge us and feed our creativity, it's important that we let them know how much we appreciate them and their work. Kleon encourages us to write fan letters, but there's a catch. We aren't supposed to write them with the expectation that they will write us back. If we truly admire someone or their work, we don't need a response. We simply need them to know the impact they've had on us. Quote, "The important thing is that you show your appreciation without expecting anything in return, and that you get new work out of the appreciation." End quote. Be boring. Rhythms give you groove. Quote, "Be regular and orderly in your life, so that you may be violent and original in your work." End quote. Kleon lets us in on a small secret, although it's not so secret to some, in this section of the book. It takes a lot of energy to be creative. The whole romantic image of the creative genius strung out on drugs and not sleeping for days has run its course. The fact is, if we waste our energy on all that stuff, we won't have what it takes to produce good work. To make sure that we keep our energy reserves, Kleon gives us a few suggestions, the gist of which is that it's okay to be boring, regular people. We should take care of ourselves, get enough sleep, eat our vegetables, and be active. Keeping our day jobs is a good thing. They give us structure, money, and connection to the outside world. It puts us in the path of other humans who we can learn and steal from. It may take time away from us, but it does give us a routine in which we can schedule regular times for our creative work. It also keeps us moving forward. Inertia is the death of creativity. We have to keep ourselves in a groove. One final suggestion that Kleon makes is to keep a calendar and a logbook. The calendar is for us to keep track of our schedules and to hold us accountable. The logbook, on the other hand, charts past events. It's where we can record what we do every day. Recording these small details will help us remember the big details, and it will help us keep track of how far our work has come. Creativity is subtraction. Choose wisely, have fun. Quote, "Nothing is more paralyzing than the idea of limitless possibilities. The idea that you can do anything is absolutely terrifying." End quote. Finally, we've reached the 10th thing that no one has told us about being creative, and Kleon is going to tell us. The final piece of advice is that creativity is subtraction. The people who get ahead in today's world are the ones who figure out what to leave out so that they can focus on what's really important to them. Endless possibilities tend to cripple us. The best way to get over a creative block is to place some constraints on ourselves. Although it sounds contradictory, in the world of creative work, limitations mean freedom. Some constraints include giving ourselves time limits, limiting the tools we use, or reducing our budgets. The right constraints can lead us to our very best work. Dr. Seuss is a great example of this. He wrote The Cat in the Hat with only 236 different words. Afterward, his editor bet him that he couldn't write a book with only 50 different words. Dr. Seuss won the bet with Green Eggs and Ham, one of the best-selling children's books of all time. Quote, "In the end, creativity isn't just the things we choose to put in, it's the things we choose to leave out. Choose wisely and have fun." End quote. I want to thank you for spending this time with me today as we explored this awesome and very unique life note. We'll be back next month and every single month with more wisdom, moving you one book closer to a 12-category smart life. This is Jordan River signing off, saying have an extraordinary day. Bye-bye.